And we have one more World Cup-related item for you today. For this one, I took a little trip to the rainforest, as in the rainforest right here in Boston at the Franklin Park Zoo, to meet our World Cup-predicting ocelot, Izzy. So this is very exciting. We're going to have another Izzy pick in a few moments for tomorrow's match between the USA and Germany. We're going to see how Izzy rules on what's going to happen in 24 hours.
This is PR 1 to Forest 10. We are ready for Izzy to come out.
Oh, here he comes.
And the stage is set. We're now just waiting for Izzy. Oh, he's going straight for the USA. There was no hesitation. Saw that leaf and just started munching. Wait a minute. Walking now away from the USA after one taste of the leaf. Izzy is on a rock and now sniffing Germany and munching Germany. Munching a leaf, a German leaf. Munched a U.S. leaf, munched a German leaf. Now wait. One leaf and one leaf. And now moving down toward the water and taking another bite of Germany. You know, if you look at those leaves of goals, the U.S. just lost to Germany. And we have Izzy zookeeper Janine Jackal in the studio with us today. Welcome to our zoo, Janine.
Welcome. It's good to be here.
We don't have any bars, but we do have a lot of glass around here.
Smells good.
I'll take that as a compliment.
All right.
Izzy did knock down and walk over the Germany sign. Can we see that as an omen, maybe?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I think he was just taking out Germany and going for USA. That's my interpretation anyway.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Izzy, but ocelots in general. Izzy is an ocelot. Some have described ocelots as dwarf leopards, but there are many subspecies. But basically, is that the deal? It's a small kind of leopard.
Yes, it's definitely. Some people call them small leopards. Or there's 9 subspecies of ocelot. But, you know, scientists debate exactly what is a subspecies and who are different. And but they're basically found in this country, in the lower portions of Texas, all the way into Central and South America, all the way down as far as Argentina. So they're found in a very, very broad area. So they break up into smaller groups depending on where the areas are and how much habitat loss is in their country. And so they're found in different pockets here and there. So.
And it helps that Brazil has native ocelots as well?
Brazil has native ocelots.
But
absolutely.
They're endangered, I gather.
They are endangered in a lot of parts of the world. In some parts, they're fairly plentiful. I believe the Brazilian population is there. The numbers are going down due to hunting and habitat loss, but there's still a fairly good amount in the Amazon basin. This country, definitely numbers are very, very low. And in zoos, there aren't very many. There's only about 30 Brazilian ocelots in North America in the zoos. So for us, it's important to try to get the numbers up.
I gather Isidoro has fathered a number of baby ocelots?
Yes. He's had at least 5 babies out there, and he's had 3 males and 2 females.
Okay, so Izzy's keeping the species alive.
He is doing really well.
Very good. What do they eat? Because we've seen Izzy go to these potted bamboo stalks and eat those leaves. A vegetarian?
No, he's actually a meat eater. Mm. All cats are carnivores, and as well as the ocelot. In the wild, they would eat, mainly they would eat mice and other small rodents. They might eat birds and pretty much anything they can catch. In zoos, we feed them a carnivore meat that we purchase for them. That's all the vitamins, everything they need in it. They do like the grass, as you know, cats. Domestic cats like grass, too.
Well, Janine Jackal, curator of the Rainforest at the Franklin Park Zoo here in Boston, thanks for dropping by. Great to meet you.
You're welcome. It's great to be here. Thank you.
You can get the latest from Izzy, minus the catnip. Follow this oracle-like Brazilian cat on Twitter at IzzyPix. That's IzzyPix. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.